Wait. Wait, what was that? I can't really understand you.
Listen. Listen, you stupid elf. Listen to the ancient floor. It just happens to be starting now.
That song says it's time for the Ancient of Lore. I am Leto, and I'm on crack! I have so much energy right now because I am rather strung out from last night because I'm really, really working on a research paper that I need to get done yesterday. It isn't done, so I was up late working on it. And now I'm all strung because I'm tired and I have all this energy and I'm going insane and I'm gonna kill Zah! Okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't have ADD right now. Yes, I do. Oh, man. So, how are you guys doing? Hopefully you're all doing great. Good. It looks like the IRC is lighting up. Good job, guys. Good to see you all in there. A lot of regulars in there, I believe. Yeah. Yep. Fargo. Johnny Darko, who wanted a shout out. There you go, Johnny. Johnny Darko, actually, a really good movie. Really good movie. Strixus, shut up. Doesn't count. I wasn't up. Yes, I was. No, John Dark. No, don't be sorry. That was a great movie. John Dark was a good movie. I loved it. Yeah, I need some Ritalin right now. Okay. I like to start out the show with my... I drink Jones soda. I'm having one right now. I just opened one up. And you get a fortune with every one. I love these. They're a fortune under every bottle cap. And I'm going to read the fortune on air. This is a fortune I get with the Jones soda. This one, anyways. Soon you will be sitting on top of the world. Yes! I'm going to sit on top of the world and you're not! Whoa. That's loud. I keep forgetting about that. Ha ha. I'm going to be sitting on top of the world. Alright. Well, let's see what's happened in the past few days. Oh, yes, we had a lore meeting as usual. Ready for the lore? Today's lore is going to be troll lore, excluding the Akir lore, unfortunately. The Akir, if you don't know, is the race of bug-like beings that comprise the Nerubians and the Ankaraji races. Although now they're different, they used to be one and the same. Anywho, that's what we're covering today. Troll lore. Ah, whoops, sorry. Crap. Gotta watch where my hands are going. Ooh, okay. What else do we have? Oh, yes. Total Biscuit. I believe today, was it last night or today that he uploaded his video diary? Edited video diary, of course, of BlizzCon. That was awesome to watch. I loved watching that. I unfortunately wasn't able to go. I can talk today. So seeing that was very nice to see. I enjoyed that a lot. Let's see. What else do we have to cover before we get to the mainstay? Oh, what's going on with my warrior and the guild? Right now, the guild is again running ZG. They're in vent right now. Getting it on. Hopefully they're doing well. Shout out to you guys if you're listening. Tip my bottle to you. Cheers. They're doing good. We took out the Bat Boss last night. Was it last night or the night beforehand? I believe it was yesterday. We took down the Bat Boss finally. And we were like, oh, you might. Yeah. I believe some of us actually had to change our pants after that. So it was exciting. Just to see him finally down. And tonight they're going after the Spider Boss or the Blood Lord. I'm not sure which one. People were recommending in IRC that we go for the Bloodlord instead of the Bat and instead of the Spider Boss, because apparently the Spider Boss isn't an easy one to take down. So there you go. Shout out to them. Good luck, guys. Do good. Now, as for myself, I'm having a bit of an issue with my warrior, personally. don't know if you guys, for you warriors out there that are in a guild that needs warriors, I'm a PvPer. I have a PvP build. Mainstay arms to Mortal Strike, and then the Minor and Fury. Pretty cookie cutter, basic stuff. Although not exactly cookie cutter because I do it the way I want to do it. So, anyways, people don't like me because I don't like to tank. I like to do DPS. And I like to, you know, be the guy that can pull out the shield if we need it on a moment's notice. And, you know, off tank. But I don't like to main tank. I hate main tanking. It annoys the crap out of me. And people don't like me for it at all. But you know what? I don't care. Don't tell them, because they're not listening right now, probably, but I don't care. I like my build. I love my build. I love being a PvP warrior. I love two-shotting clothies. I love sneaking up behind them. There's a Torrent that sneaks. I'm a sneaky cow. Sneaky cow. Tiptoe up behind a clothie. And boo! Two-shot dead. I cleaved your head off. I love it. But yes, that's what's going on with me right now. Okay. We also have... Tonight we do have the Ancient of Trash with... Slanik. I almost said Karis. Jeez. No, Karis doesn't do that. Slanik does that. I had a fun time finding it today. But we do have it. It's also over Trolls. So yeah, looking forward to that. Now, I'll just quickly go over what we're going to be covering tonight, troll-wise. So we all have a gist of what to expect and what not to expect. General physical characteristics. You know, what they look like. Classifications of them. Troll culture. Because that's something that's, you know, it's affected the game quite a bit. Types of trolls, because there are different races of trolls. Let's see, what else? Dire trolls. If you remember from Warcraft 2, you had the berserkers. Those changes are still in effect if you look for the dire trolls, the big, ugly dudes. But I'll get into more of that later. And finally, the history of the trolls, like when they began, what happened with them as they grew as a race. But yeah. And next week, I know my content team and I were really stressing over this during our content meeting, but we feel that we can't really cover troll lore without covering Akira lore. I explained what Akira lore was at the beginning of the show tonight, but in essence, the trolls had a very large war with the Akir, and they eventually won and split them up into two different distinct races. They are now the Nerubians and the Kiraji that you see in Silithus. But I'm not covering that this week. That's for next week. I want to, you know, keep them two separate things so we can ask questions on them later and try to understand them each separately, thus, you know, making sure we have a stronger understanding of each separately. I think I used circular logic there, actually. Crap. Oh well. No worries. No worries at all. Crap, I still have a lot of time. I shouldn't go to a break yet. Okay. Normally, I like to go to break before I actually dig into the big lore. But... Oh, it's Slanik. Everyone, wave hi to Slanik. If you're an IRC. By the way, if you're not an IRC, you should be an IRC. Go to our website, www.wcradio.com. I believe WoW Radio is going to be coming up soon, but who knows. www.wcradio.com. And go to the chat button if you don't have an IRC client. It'll take you right to our chat room. Or if you do have an IRC client, join irc.wowirc.com as a server. And then for a chat room, join #WowRadio. Get in there. It's a great place to chat. You can talk to me. You can talk to anyone on staff just by PMing me. And by the way, some people have had problems PMing people because they weren't told how. So just so that everyone knows how to PM people, double click on their name. It's very easy, very pain free. just double click on someone's name, and it'll bring up another window where you can PM someone to PM someone with. Yes, there you go. Alright. Well, folks. I'm trying to think of what else I can say. Oh, yes. Also, if you haven't donated anything yet, if you haven't donated money or bought a t-shirt or bought any merchandise, perhaps, we'd like you to buy some. It's at our site. Please buy something. We always like money because we don't get any of it. It all goes to station costs because, surprisingly enough, it costs money to run this thing. That's strange. Yes. But oh yes. We need donations. We want you to buy something. Go right ahead and do that in our site. I believe the appropriate buttons are there. Just go, again, like I said, www.wcradio.com. Very obvious, very right there. Now, I'll just jump into the lore right here. Starting off with physical description. Well, actually, troll lore in general. What they are. Because that's the first thing we want to touch on. What they are. We want to make sure we have a clear understanding of them, so, yes. Trolls, one of the first races on Azeroth, really. There were the Earthen and the Dragons, the Akir, the Trolls, and who else am I missing? And the Tauren. I'm sorry. Duh, the Tauren. I should know this. Because they came before the Night Elves. Yeah. They don't like to admit it. They did. Night Elves for the lose. Okay, there you go. Yes, the Tauren, the Trolls, the Akir, the Earthen, as well as the Dragonflights were the first races on Azeroth. So naturally, the Trolls have a very long history. Much longer than the Tauren, thank God. And that was a hard show to put together. Thank God for Strixus. Strixus, by the way, the newest content staff on my team. Thank you. She writes up so much for me. It's like reading a report. I love it. It's awesome. She does a great job. Salute to you, Strixus. Keep up the stupid puns in IRC. I salute you. Okay, back to the lore. Physical description. If you'll notice on a troll, they generally have two toes per foot, of course. As long as what is called a residual nail on the heel of each foot. I don't know what that actually means. I think it just means like a nail, an extra, like a toenail on each heel. Much like night elves, their ears are elongated, but unlike night elves, they're long noses. Unless you're a female. I mean, this is mostly males at this point. Now, the male tends to stand about 8 feet tall upright. Like, normally they're hunched down because they're used to hunting with the spear. Like, they're crouched down. I'm actually doing this in real life, by the way, so you better appreciate this. They're actually, like, crouched down in that spear-holding position, ready to throw it at any time. Or an axe. Or a weapon of any kind, really. So they're hunched down naturally. There's a bit of lore for you there. Now, as Strixus would put it, there's a large degree of sexual, quote-unquote, dimorphism. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't understand what that word even means in the first place. Dear Lord. Apparently what it means is there's a huge difference between male and females in the troll race. As you can obviously see, the females are not really hunched down at all. They don't have that big long nose. They don't have the bent spine, really. They're not as big. In fact, they're pretty short considering they're about as tall as a human. In fact, if you dress a troll female up in full imperial plate, he'll look exactly like a human. She'll look exactly like a human. Yeah. That's nuts. Oh, well. The tusks. Now, the tusks, we're not actually sure what they could be. We've guessed that they could be a kind of, like a canine, or a specially modified tooth. or it could just be for show. Like, the males have these huge tusks. They stick where are their face? Like, I won't do it. I was going to do it, but I won't do it. They have these huge tusks that stick out half a foot from their face. But the females barely have these tiny, tiny, tiny tusks. Now, what that could actually be used for, we're not actually sure. It could probably be for a sexual display mechanism, as the notes say. Or it could be like a special type of tooth. Either could make sense. Now, female specifically, there's not much. They're very, very, you know, unexaggerated, very small, very unassuming. The males are very large and very, you know, visible in a group. You can tell when a troll is nearby just by the look of things. Pretty obvious. Notice also similarities between night elves and trolls. The ears, and specifically the females, with the, you know, kind of very well-formed face, the nose being much smaller than the males, generally. How the mouth is shaped, almost. And even the hair can be very similar to the night elves. Although it's not nearly as wild and nuts. Night elves are much more, quote-unquote, refined and proper. Yeah. Hate night elves. Blech. Disgusting. Alright. Next. And this is the last topic I'm going to cover before a quick break. So I can get another drink. This one's half empty already. Alright. From what we know from the previous games, as well as what we've understood from the game now, the trolls really don't have a lot of loyalty except for their very tribe. Usually a family group or a possible, you know, a small group of families, but probably nothing much more than that. At least that's how it started. Tribes in Hinterlands. Reventusk. The group worshipping the blood voodoo goddess in Hinterlands. The ones you have to kill in the large temple. They're much more than like a family. They're a religious cult. A tribe brought together by a religious cult. Much like the Zandalarians are brought together. Much alike how... Where was I going with that? I can talk today. The Zandalarians are brought together by the wish, the desire to eliminate Hakkar from the world. So, yeah. What the hell? This is my bed music. Okay, it broke again. Oh well, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play some... A million res notes, just because people are requesting it now. So, nothing wrong with that. I'll play it, you'll enjoy it, and we'll both be happy. Should I play something else? Yes, I should. Because I need to fit some other stuff in. Excuse me. Holy crap! I need to explain this to you guys. I live in Iowa City, in Iowa. Apparently, Blood Mage in the IRC lives in the exact same city. I'm gonna visit him later. Why not? Sure. Gonna beat down his door and steal his cat. Yeah. Okay. Anywho. Wow, I'm a little bit stunned, actually. I'm surprised to see another Iowan here, let alone someone from Iowa City. Whew! Right. That was strange. Back to the lore. Okay. I'm fine. Next, more on troll culture, actually. Also, I have clarifications on the actual tusks themselves from tusks from Xaminus. He's saying that they were there for intimidation and hunting as well as fighting. Now, I'm not sure where he's getting this, but, you know, he knows a lot of freaky stuff about lore. So, you know, I never know. Well, I'm not putting my seal of approval on it, but you might be right. And by the way, if you didn't get the hint that Night Elves evolved from trolls, that's what happened. That's where baby Night Elves come from. Right. Okay. Night Elves were essentially just trolls that hung around the Well of Eternity for a very long time and absorbed the magic and learned to use the magic. And even though they were small in numbers, they quickly built up a great race and civilization with the use of the great demonic magics that they wielded. But that is for, that's for Night Elf lore. For whenever I do lore, Night Elf lore would be never. I hate Night Elves. Grr. Night Elves. Bleh. Okay, continuing. Right. Where was I? Oh, yes. Troll culture. Loyal to their own tribe, really. It also says most tribes don't speak any of the common languages of Azeroth. And I guess, really, focus more on, aggressive motions, what each other is doing. Now, unfortunately, this isn't the same for the civilized races of trolls. Now, that may sound strange, but they exist. The Darkspears, civilized race of trolls. The Zandalari, a somewhat civilized race of trolls, although we're not sure on that. We're not actually sure that Zandalarians are civilized. We know that they are on our side because they want to kill the Blood God, Akkar, but we don't actually know that they're civilized. We believe that they are a sect of a race known as the Dark Trolls that only exist in Ashenvale that you'll never find. I try to find it, but they don't actually exist in game. At least what I'm told. Carius just is, you know, dead on that they're there, because apparently they helped out Mount Hyjal. So there you go. Now, historically, there we go. About the whole voodoo thing, a lot of tribes either practice some kind of voodoo or shamanism. Apparently, I believe that the Northern Lordaeron tribes generally go for voodoo because of the forest trolls, while the lesser popular groups, possibly the ones in, I'm not sure actually, I'm not sure where, I've yet to think of a good group that actually practices shamanism. Well, we do know that they can be shamans, and they can be shamanistic. So, naturally, they must have somewhere in the blood. Must be the somewhere. Excuse me. Now, civilized is, you know, kind of iffy. Because trolls really aren't civilized in the first place. I mean, orcs are more civilized than them at this point. They're not very civilized at all. But there are certain tribes like the Darkspears that are, in fact, civilized. The Reventesk are also civilized to a degree. Although, the non-civilized, as we would call them, generally practice cannibalism. Especially the ones in Northern Lordaeron, again. As well as, I believe, the ones in Zul'Gurub sometimes practice cannibalism. I'm not sure on that, though. That's just me assuming. Although I do believe it's right. Another thing we need to note about troll culture is the difference in languages. If you remember back to Warcraft 2, the troll axe throwers on the Orcish side have a very, very Spanish accent, if in our terms. A very, very Spanish, you know, way of speaking. They say, "Ju." One line they say, I'm going to do this very badly, but it's best way of showing it. Juanax. I know it's terrible, but you know what? It's very, very Spanish. While the jungle trolls in STV, as well as the Darksphere, have a very heavily Jamaican accent, as we'll see in Warcraft 3 with the Darkspheres. Excuse me. That's essentially what a troll considers accent. Although, if you'll call, if you say a troll has a Jamaican or forest or jungle accent, he'll say he's just has a troll accent because it's all the same to him. He believes he has a troll accent, and the others are not troll accents. Something else. But that's it. Types of trolls. Onto this. Now, we have reason to believe that Zandalarians were the earliest known trolls, one of the first tribes of which all other tribes originated. Unfortunately, they're reclusive, rarely seen. Now, the only reason they're visible now is because of the blood god Hakkar. Zandalar feel that they need to come out and help to combat this force as a race of trolls. The first real race of trolls we have is the forest trolls, native to Northern Lordaeron. Now, these include the Vile Branch, Witherbark, Reventusk, and Shadowglen trolls. We have reason to believe the trolls worship a serpent god named Ulatek and is a voodoo spirit. The Ulatek is. That's what we know so far in the forest trolls. The jungle trolls, native to Stranglethorn, include the Bloodscalp, Skullsplitter, Sand Fury. Wait, no, not Sand Fury. No. Sand Fury is something completely different, unfortunately. I'm sorry. Anywho. The Bloodscalp, Skullsplitter, and Darkspear trolls are all jungle trolls. They have the Jamaican accent. Now, the Sand Fury are something completely different. They're the only real race of sand trolls we know of right now. Now, unfortunately, we really don't know much about them at all. We know they exist in Zulfaric and a little outside it, but that's it. We believe they're probably just an isolated race of them that really don't have a lot of contact with outsiders except in Zul'Gurub. That's it. We really don't know much more. Probably associated with the jungle trolls, though, because they have a lot of similar tendencies, skull piles, you know, blood sucking, cannibalism, very similar stuff. And now the dark trolls, once again, only found in Ashenvale, and extremely reclusive. Also, they're somehow one of the largest and most savage species of trolls, and usually live underground, and have a very deep purple skin. They were in Ashenvale in Warcraft 3. And present at the Battle of Mount Hyjal, so there you go. Now, another thing to note is the Ice Trolls. They're in Northern Lordaeron, as well as in Dun Morog. Unfortunately for most of the Ice Trolls in Northrend, most of them were taken by the Lich King. That's Northrend. Now, the Frostmane tribe, on the other hand, has taken up position in Khazad-dûm, in Dun Morog. You'll find them if you make a new dwarf or gnome. I said gnome. It's gnome. And you have to kill some of them for early missions. So, that's what we have so far for the tribes. That's all we know on the tribes. We haven't found any others yet. Hell, it was hard enough to find stuff on the Dark Trolls because they don't actually exist in game. Except for the Zandalarians. Now, here's where we get to Dire Trolls. Dire Trolls are a very, very special race of troll. You only see them in certain places, namely Azeroth, because that's the only place they were made. Now, the original point of these, you know, monsters that you see. Now, the Dire Trolls are actually the big, huge mutant trolls that are, you know, 5 times the size of a normal troll. The big, huge brute. They originated with the Berserkers from Warcraft 2 during the Second War, when goblins were experimenting with alchemy with the trolls, because they have a very strange body type. Like, a good example of this is if you cut off a limb of a troll, it will regenerate within days. Amazingly quick regeneration. It's something that characterizes most, in fact, all troll races throughout Azeroth. Amazingly inhuman regeneration. Regenerating body parts within days of having them lost. It's insane. But anyway, back to the point of this. The goblins decided that they wanted to experiment a bit with these strange body chemicals the trolls had. This blood rage and this regeneration that, you know, is insane. The product of these was the Berserker trolls. They were a special race of bloodthirsty, even more bloodthirsty, unfortunately, savage beasts, infused with alchemical strength and inhuman abilities. That could be only to be described as something that only science could create. A true monster, if you will. Now, most people think that after the war, these trolls just went their merry way and, you know, did nothing. They didn't. Their mutations persisted through the troll races. And over time, the mutated genetics spread itself out across Azeroth, from what we know. And as time went on, this isn't a time of only a few years, the strange chemicals put into the troll berserkers went nuts. Just absolutely nuts. And mutated them into these huge beasts. Their offspring turned into these huge beasts as well. It's insane. It's disgusting, even. The goblins did it. Frankenstein, to say the least. Now, if you want names of some of these, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, actually. Atalarian, the guardian of the idol in Sunken Temple. A huge grey dire troll lives among the Zandalar, and Korak the Blood Rager, the most powerful known dire troll alive. There you go. Oh, I do have a link for you, by the way. Strixes was kind enough to provide me a link to one of these. So I'll gladly post this in IRC for you guys. Bold it. There you go. You can look at that for you. You can look at that, folks. By the way, thank you, Strixes, for all the really bad puns. Good lord. Side note. A quick break from the lore. Last night we were going through all these puns and it was just nuts. Strixus has more puns than a really bad clown. By the way, don't use that one, Strixus, please. That was mean. Ah. Strange stuff. Anyway. Now, the base history of the lore. And this comes from in-game texts and Warcraft 2 and 3. About 1600 years ago. This is a long time ago. And also, take note, this is before the Sundering. Zandalar trolls, you know, controlled all of the Kalimdor. They were huge. Unfortunately, they've got the troll population split. The Amani and the Gurbashi empires. The Amani was in the middle forest lands, and the southern jungles were the Gurbashis. Smaller tribes also made themselves known, but nothing too as big as the Gurbashi and Amani. A smaller nation known as the Gundrak in Northrend was formed. Never became prominent at all, but yeah, there you go. Each nation fought each other, but bloodshed between each other wasn't really common. They always were fighting against the Akir, like I mentioned before, the bug-like race of the world that occupied the other half of it, almost. Fortunately enough for the trolls, the Akir were driven into exile, because the trolls are much better. Because the Akir were split into two different forces, the ones in Northrend now, known as the Nerubians, as well as the ones in Silithus, named the Kiraji. That's where we have them today, known as today. What's next? After the war with the Akir, though, a small faction broke off from the Amani Empire and found a little nation around the Well of Eternity. And that's when they evolved very quickly into the Night Elves. Now, what happened was the Night Elves had no real contact with the troll groups. And as they evolved quickly and built a great nation, a very powerful nation even, they opposed the trolls with every ounce of power they had, pushing them farther and farther back into their own territory. Pushing back into what we now know as Northern Lordaeron and Hinterlands, as well as the Stranglethorn Vale. Of course, the Imani went to the Quel'Thalas area, and the Gurbashi were forced into Stranglethorn. Now, at this point in time, the Well of Eternity goes... He goes, boom! Pop! And the world is, like, as what we call, sundered. Most of it is blasted underwater. Fortunately enough for the trolls, a lot of their empires, or what they had of their empires after the Night Elves were done with them, stayed. Not a lot of it was blown underwater, just because they were already forced into those little pockets of the world. Stranglethorn Vale and Quel'Thalas. So, it wasn't a huge problem there. But, problem came afterwards when food was amazingly scarce, and the trolls had a very tough time surviving. They were dying off daily. This is when the cannibalism started. The problems of cannibalism. As well as a resurgence... Let me say again then. The problem with cannibalism was mostly with the Imani tribes. While the problem with the Gurbashi was something that we're more used to dealing with today, aka Zul'Gurub. Hakar was what I believe to be a demigod. But before the trolls were getting beaten back, and before then they had worshipped him to a degree, but they turned away from him for a bit, and after the sundering and during these tough times, they turned back to him hoping for help. It was terrible. Hakar provided for them, but there was one condition. The Gurbashi prospered. They did. Under Hakar's guidance and rule. Unfortunately, Hakar was demanding more and more soul sacrifices every day. And eventually, Hakar was starting to ask to... be let into the physical realm so he could consume all souls and drink in their blood. Fortunately enough, the Gurbashi realized what they had done and essentially rose up against him and his Akari priests, which are called the Atalai. You should remember them from the Sunken Temple. You'll see them there, as well as Hakar's avatar. Following this realization that what the trolls were doing with Hakar, a terrible war that tore the Gurbashi Empire into shreds, was unleashed. The different tribes band together against the Hikari and against the Atale to try and stop him. It was looking pretty, pretty grim. But at the last minute, the trolls were able to band together to the greatest degree and destroy Hikari's avatar. Now, this essentially, you know, turned the whole activity thing off for the trolls. Nothing else happened after that, really. Yeah, the trolls went back to their usual thing, the Gurubashi tribes, Sculptor, Bloodscalp, and Darkspear. They did their own thing again, making their own land in Stranglethorn Vale. Now, what happened with the Atali, they built a new temple in Samsasara. You can see it there. It's still there. It's a sunken temple. Unfortunately for them, the green dragon aspect, Yzira, didn't like it. They thought it was rather ugly there. So she decided to sink it.
I'll sink your island, send it.
Thank you. I have to say it to him. Anywho. They were unable to do much with that. The sunken temple. Although whispers, you know, prevailed that Hikari would return eventually and consume the world. Nothing had happened yet to prove that right up until now, when we're seeing it happen as we speak. By the way, rock on, guys, in Zul'Gurub. Again, Violent Noise in Zul'Gurub right now, kicking ass. Keep on going, guys. Okay. The next group after the sundering, the forest trolls. Now, despite the fact that they began practicing cannibalism and blood drinking, they prospered. They grew. They grew into what we now know as Kol'thalas. Unfortunately, that was a pretty bad idea, simply because the High Elves, as we now know them, were coming right in from over the sea to, you know, dance on their little party. And dance they did, because the High Elves knew magic, and the trolls were scared as shit of it. Ah, magic fire burning! That's like what they were doing. That's my interpretation of what the trolls were doing. Oh, well. Following the arrival of the High Elves, you know, there were a few skirmishes, battles every now and then between them, but nothing big. That's because the Amani trolls were saving up their strength, waiting for a time to really strike and really crush the High Elves with just a fist of might. Now, eventually, they came to a point where they felt they could. They battled for nearly 2,000 years, on and off, small war bands. But after that time, huge groups of trolls struck out. Now, I need to put on better bed music for this. Hold on a second, I'll get some bed music for this. Frank Lopaki, come on! Ready the army. Yeah, there we go. There we go. That's better bed music. Dang it! You'll play it! Or I'll make you play it. Freak. Okay. The great war between the High Elves and the Forest Trolls. This is where the hatred of High Elves comes from when you meet any Forest Troll, which you should never do. Trolls already hated elves beforehand, and this is just making it worse. Don't meet a troll. Trolls are evil unless you're Gurubashi. No, not Gurubashi. God, so many trolls. Unless you're on our side, don't meet a troll. Evil trolls should be dead. Good trolls should not be dead. Simple as that. I can't keep names straight. Jeez. Anywho. We have the Imani War bands striking out against the High Elves. Now, despite the magics and the elemental powers that the High Elves had, they were getting their butts whipped. I mean, they were getting smacked down like it was none of their business in the first place to be there. What they needed was some help, and that help came in the form of the humans. Now, what happened was the High Elves agreed to train the humans in some magics, 50 of them, or 100 of them, I forget which one. And in turn, the humans would save the High Elves' butts from the trolls. Aerithor, the Empire of Aerithor helped them, specifically. Excuse me. Now, this battle raged on for a long time. Days. Constant fighting. The High Elves and the humans searing the troll flesh to make sure it didn't regenerate. The mighty trolls sending their amazingly powerful warbands. I mean, one troll could take down 3 or 4 humans easily. That's how strong these trolls were. Amazingly powerful. Eventually, though, the humans and elven magi unleashed a fury of fiery magic onto the forest troll army. It slaughtered it completely, searing the flesh, stopping the regeneration, and destroying them utterly. From this point on, the forest trolls would never have a force this mighty ever again. It'd be physically impossible to, simply because of how they're organized, how they work. Now, yeah, you have some time passing, blah blah blah. The humans expand. They form Lordaeron, Dalaran, Alterac, Stromgarde, Azeroth, Gilnius, Kul Tiras, all those nations. And then becoming the Orcish hordes, Azeroth retreating and being destroyed. Excuse me. And now you have the Orcish hordes seeking to help the trolls. And Zul'jin, the greatest of the troll warlords, the four troll warlords, I mean, saw this as a golden opportunity to take revenge on the High Elves and the humans who destroyed their armies earlier. As he would see it, he now had the chance to take revenge. And take it he did. Zul'jin allied himself with the Orcish hordes. The forest trolls once again met on the field of battle with the humans and the High Elves. And this time, the dwarves as well. Unfortunately, the Orcish hordes lost, if you remember correctly. And Zul'jin, as well as the forest trolls, slipped once again into oblivion. And as it goes in modern day times, the forest trolls now have a strong resentment to orcs due to their failure. And now, for troll history more recently, you know about the Darkspears, how they were exiled from Stranglethorn, as well as how they were picked up by Thrall. Now, how this actually happened, most people don't know, but Thrall actually landed on an island towards the middle of the ocean between Azeroth and Kalimdor. And what happened was he found the Darkspear tribe along with Senjin, their leader, either shamanistic or voodoo leader. I'm not sure which. He's a witch doctor in the game in Warcraft 3. I was actually able to play these missions, by the way. I enjoyed them very much. They're very well planned out missions. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to sneeze. Anywho. What happened was the Sea Witch was ready to destroy the Darkspear tribe. Just for being on the island, from what I know. Now, they just want to live in peace. Darkspear just want to live in peace. And because, you know, the Darkspears really couldn't live on that island anymore, because the Sea Witch, and because the Murlocs attacking, yes, Murlocs, I said, they're evil. Kill the Murlocs. Except for Murky, he's cute. His dancing's pretty cute, too. Yes. So, they meet up with Thrall. Now, although it's said that Senjin was killed in that fight, leaving the island, it's also rumored that he's still alive with a group of trolls. They just don't know where. We've lost him, essentially. We'd like to find him, in fact, because he probably is really damn smart. And now the Darkspear is led by Vol'jin. And he was, in fact, the one that led them against the Burning Legion, battle Mount Hyjal, blah, blah, blah. Now, at that point, they lived in the Echo Isles. Unfortunately, that was completely thrown off when the Kul Tarassian Navy... We wrote that wrong, Strixus. It's Kul Tarassian. Kul Taras... The Kul Tarassian Navy, along with Admiral Dalen Proudmoore himself, invaded. Not only did they take over Alliance City and Dustwall on March, which I can't think of right now, but they also took over the Echo Wilds, or at least attempted to. Luckily enough, the trolls were able to evacuate as soon as possible and get out with minimal casualties. And that brings us to today. The trolls are centered in Senjin Village on the coast of Durotar. And we have the Atalai, who are discovering how to bring back the Dark God Akkar to the physical world. Much more than his avatar, it's him. Akkar, the Blood God himself, has come. Now, they're summoning him in the ancient capital. Yes, I said capital of the Gurbashi Empire, Zul'Gurub. I believe Zul is some kind of prefix or suffix. I forget what it's called, but Gurub for Gurubashi. That's where it gets its name, probably. Now, what happened was that the Zandalarian the trolls of Azeroth banded together and sent a contingent of high priests to the ancient city. Each priest was a powerful champion of the primal gods: bat, panther, spider, tiger, spider, and snake. They were swayed by Hakkar's influence, although, and captured, and now are the ones you have to kill. Blech. Hard to kill, too. Jeez. And now it's up to us to kill the Soul Flayer. That's Hakkar, the Soul Flayer. And that is troll history. My throat hurts. I'm talking that much. Blech. And I'm also almost out of bed music. Which means it's time for Ancient of Trash. You guys survived my show, so you guys get to listen to Ancient of Trash. It's Slanik. I have him do this every week for me now. And he did it again. Thank you, Slanik, for screwing my show up even more. Yeah. Here it is, guys. Enjoy. Let's cue it up there. There we go. Here it is, guys. I'll be right back after this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ancient of Trash here on the Ancient of Lore, which is Lido's show, not mine. My name is Slanik. I'm from Vendor Trash, which is hence the name, Ancient of Trash. I normally do Vendor Trash. This is the Ancient of Lore. Ha ha! See, I took a word there, and that was funny. Right then, welcome to the Ancient of Trash. This is where basically we take what Lido's talking about, which is probably legitimate, true, and factual lore, and we break it down into something a bit more easily digestible, which is the Ancient of Trash. So, this week on the Ancient of Trash, what do we have? We have trolls. Let's get started talking about trolls, right? This is the Lore for Dummies version of trolls. Trolls, right? What are trolls? First off, trolls are green and blue. They can be blue if they want. Or green. I think there's purple ones as well somewhere. I'm not too sure. But they can be many different colours, just like the rainbows and the tablets my doctor gave to me at the weekend. So they can be many colours. Now, whatever colour you want to be as a drone, I'm sure you can change that in the character creation. But in the lore aspect, I think their colour is determined by where they live. Like, if you lived in the woods, you'd probably be green. Just for the simple fact that you could hide easily and stuff. And if you lived in the ice, you'd probably be blue, which makes no sense. Because if you really wanted to, like, if you were a troll, like, the ice trolls are blue, right? But, like, if they wanted to hide in ice, shouldn't they really be white? It makes no sense. Like, forest trolls are green, so they can hide in the forest because they're camouflage, natural camouflage. But ice trolls are blue, which makes absolutely no sense. But anyway, moving on. Where do trolls come from? First off, trolls are really the first intelligent species to emerge in the New Azeroth, which is after the Titans came in and said, look, elementals, you guys can sort of not go off and go screw yourselves or whatever, because we're putting in some new people here because we don't like you guys. So they like made up the world as the Titans, as I'm covered in a past show, I'm sure. Titans made the world, put in the big well of magic stuff, that name I can't think of. And basically after that, the trolls were sort of the first real race to develop after the elementals were caught, sort of thrown underground. And they're still there, by the way. So trolls were there anyway. And they were like, you know, pissing around the place going, hey, how's it going? Yeah, you're a troll. And trolls are Jamaican, by the way, just so you don't know. Trolls are all Jamaican, which makes absolutely no sense why they would have a Jamaican accent, but they all do. Trolls are there. They're civilized to a certain degree. They still eat their own species, but there's so many subspecies of troll, it's kind of okay. So they're there anyway, and they're like, hey, you know, we're trolls, we're cool, we smoke weed and stuff, and, you know, just kind of like Tauren. We'd probably get on with Tauren if we met them, or tried to eat them. Trolls are there anyway, and then a certain amount of trolls sort of go off and say, hey, look at this big well of magic, let's mess around with this for a while. So they start messing around, you know, swimming naked in the magic pool and stuff, and they become night elves. So obviously the whole change, they know, they become, you know, night elves and stuff, so they become, you know, ugly, because, you know, let's face it, trolls are hot. So they go off anyway, they become night elves, which also means their sexual orientation changes. See, I was making a joke that night elves are gay. That's funny to me. So anyway, so then you have the trolls, right? So basically, before this whole, like, you know, night elves screwing up the world thing, where they, you know, the maelstrom in the middle, night elves caused that because they're dumbasses. They started messing around fighting with people and blew up half the world or whatever. I don't know. Kind of like Armageddon, but without the whole, you know, whose name I can't think of, Bruce Willis, you know, sacrificing himself for the rest of the world thing. But without that, just basically that the whole world got, you know, screwed over. So yeah, there's no night elves like Bruce Willis apparently. Bruce Willis is an entity unto himself. And somehow I'm talking about Bruce Willis in a show about trolls. But anyway, so before all that, the whole world was just one big continent. And, you know, trolls were there and they're like, hey, you know, we rule it all because, like, we're the only smart people. You know, humans are still monkeys and, you know, what's an undead, you know, and, you know, night elves are, you know, barely even existing. So they're all there and they have all these factions and countries and the Gurubashi Empire and stuff, and they have all these different, you know, factions. Gurubashi Empire was the biggest. But then they all decide to start fighting with each other, and they all start kicking each other's asses, you know, hey, we're trolls, we want to kick your ass and stuff, and you're not as good as us because we're better trolls, you know, it's very racist. So they kick each other's asses anyway, and then the whole Night Elf screw up thing, calling the Burning Legion here, they're like, hey, you know, let's mess around with magic, Burning Legion, like, hey, somebody's messing with magic, let's go in there and, like, tell them not to. So they come in there, because remember, only you can prevent forest fires. So they go in, I have no idea where that joke came from, but they go in anyway, and Burning Legion fight, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, world gets blown in half anyway, pretty much. The big maelstrom in the middle, that was not there the first, that's where the well is, the Well of Eternity. Oh my god, I remember the name, that's amazing. So anyway, that was all like blown up and stuff, and now there's ocean there, so now the trolls were all separate and stuff, and we're like, oh crap, we're screwed, you know, it's like the worlds have been blown up, stupid night elves. So the majority of the trolls anyway were left in Stranglethorn, which is originally where the Gurubashi Empire came from. That was their seat of their power, was in Gurubashi Empire. So they were like, okay, look, our capital is kind of the same, so we're going to be fine, okay? And all the ones in what was now Kalimdor, which is now Kalimdor, apparently it was pretty much one big continent before. Now it's Kalimdor because it's an island now, because it was blown up by the stupid night elves. So they're there anyway, and they were like, no, so we're pretty cool. So basically Stranglethorn, which is as it's now called, was pretty much rampant with trolls. Trolls were like, yeah, we're still pretty cool. Trolls pretty much controlled all the Eastern Kingdoms. They were still the dominant over there. So then, Night Elves were still screwing up, by the way, over there. So one of the Night Elves, you know, a faction that at the time called High Elves, or Highborn at the time, decided, no, screw the Night Elves, we're going over there. So they came over to the Eastern Kingdoms. And they set up their city, whatever. And of course, Trolls are like, who the hell are these guys? You know, let's kick their asses. But then, because they had, you know, so much magical power and stuff and all this, you know, they've pretty much held them off, but still the Trolls were making a pretty big dent at them. Now, at this time, humans were just sort of, you know, propping up, you know, and they were like pretty this much the same as Trolls were at the time. They were like sort of tribal. And I was like, you know, tribal. Not tribal as in the kind of tattoos you get for like $5.99 in like your basement tattoo parlor, which really suck, and then you have to go get it removed, which costs like, you know, a couple of hundred euro, and you have to go to like 5 or 6 treatments, and it's painful as hell. But I'm getting to a different story now. You know, the kind of tribal is in like, you know, 2 or 3 tribes, you know, that song. If I can find it, I'll try and play it when 2 tribes go to war, or Lido can try. If you could play that, it'd be awesome. So anyway, they're there and they're all fighting and stuff. So they decided, like, you know, because they're getting their asses kicked by trolls as well. You have to face it, like, trolls are everywhere. So, like, you know, they're getting their asses kicked. Not as much, they're more or less, trolls stay away from them, they stay away from the trolls, that sort of thing. So anyway, they eventually meet each other, the High Elves, or as they call themselves, Sun Elves at the time. Sort of go, you know, hey, how's it going? You know, you're getting your asses kicked by trolls, we're getting our asses kicked by trolls every now and again, you know, so how about we fight them together? So as the trolls are finally getting together to attack and destroy Quel'Thalas, you know, the humans show up, and I think it could be the other way around. I can't remember which was it, the humans are going to attack or not. I'm probably right, let's face it guys, I'm right 90% of the time. So, 90%. So anyway, they all band together and they kick the trolls' ass and they're like, oh, screw this, so the trolls go back down south anyway and they stay there. And that seems fine. But then, still, they're still forming into different factions. Like, you have Darkspear tribe and all this different faction of trolls. So they're down there anyway, and at the time, the Darkspear, which is the tribe you play in the game, all tribes are Darkspear trolls. All the trolls you play in the game, Darkspear trolls. Because the Darkspear are the only tribe that allied with the orcs. So they're there anyway. You know, and they're all like, you know, they actually lived on these islands. So they're all there on these islands anyway, and these islands whose name I can't think of either. I can't think of the name. So yeah, they're on these islands anyway. And there, I love that. I love those moments of silence. Those moments of silence are great. So trolls there, you know, sun lounging, naked and stuff. Whatever trolls do, you know, smoking weed. Sun lounging naked, you know, eating babies and stuff. So they're all, you know, just lying there and stuff, and all of a sudden these Murlocs come out of nowhere. Yes, that's right. If any of you have watched the absolutely terrible Murloc Goes to BlizzCon whatever video, and you're just like, oh, Murlocs are victim. Murlocs kicked the trolls out of their home, because Murlocs infested all these islands, the Darkspears. They infested their islands, and they had to run and flee. And when they were running and fleeing, they met the orcs who helped them. And that's why they allied with the orcs. So if you fast forward a few years, trolls found home with the orcs. They were pretty similar to orcs. They found a home together. And now their new home is, of course, they have new islands now, whose name I can't think of either. They're the ones south of Senjin Village. And you have a couple of quests there when you first set off as a troll or orc. Now I can't think of the name of the island. I should really write these names down or get a list or something. Seriously, this is ridiculous. Why are you listening? Tune out now. Don't even listen to the Lido show. You've been tainted enough by this. Tune out. Oh, by the way, hi, future me. I like saying hi to my future self. So anyway, yeah, they're on these islands, but they're with off Durotar, and they're like, yay, we have islands back, we're home again. And then they get screwed up again with all this, you know, Burning Blade cult, who are the daunted cult for the Burning Legion. And they've infiltrated the trolls, and now you have trolls who do voodoo and stuff, and they're like, oh crap. So they leave their islands and go about 20 meters inland to Senjin Village, and that's where they are now. They're in Senjin Village because the islands are infested with voodoo trolls and stuff like that, which you see in the game, of course. So, what are our conclusions about trolls? Trolls are cool. Troll females are hot. They have tusks. The size of your tusks doesn't matter. It's how you use them. But yeah, they're pretty tall. Tallest race in the game, I believe. They're mean. They have 3 fingers, 2 toes. They can be different colours, just like the tablets the doctors give me. And they like halitosis, which for those of you who don't know, because I only found out like a couple of weeks ago, I actually had to ask somebody, because I never knew what halitosis actually was. I knew it was something wrong with somebody. Halitosis is actually bad breath. So when you do that slash silly on a drone, he goes, "I like my women short and droopy with halitosis." He means bad breath. So there you go. They're cannibals. They're cool. They're Jamaican. That's a troll for you. So there you go, and that's my conclusion of the troll. They're hot and they're cool, and I like trolls. My first character was a troll. I love trolls. So anyway, I want to thank you all very much for listening. I hope you all learned very much from listening to The Ancient of Trash this evening. I want to give this back over to Lilo for The Ancient of Lore. Of course, my signing off, I have a few things to ask Lilo. My questions for Lilo are this... Blah, 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 blah. My questions for Lilo this evening are... Lilo, do you find trolls as attractive as I do? 2. How big are your tusks, Lido? And 3. Lido, who would win in a fight? Spider-Man or Batman? I want to thank you all very much for listening. Thank you for listening to Ancient of Trash. And of course, remember to listen to Fender Trash on Friday nights at 7 o'clock GMT. Thank you all very much for listening. And Lido, back over to you.
What the... Sly, did you just record background music? Wow. Okay. I'm gonna go commit suicide now. Bye, folks. My God, Slanik! Oh, that was painful. Oh, man. Thank you, Slanik, for that little bastardization of lore. And the ruining of my entire life as we know it. Wow. Those get worse every time. And then during the break, I was actually talking to a blood mage. Another Iowa City person. This is awesome. I've never met another person on here from Iowa City. It's nuts. Oh, man. Okay, now is the time where you can PM me questions. If anything you want to ask about trolls, now about trolls specifically, go ahead and ask. I will not turn away any troll questions at all. Now, I should have asked beforehand so you guys get your questions ready, but... jeez... We're comparing high... Blood Mage and I are comparing high schools. It's freaky. Good lord. Shut up, Mickey. Yeah, go ahead and PM me now. Questions? Anything? I believe one person asked, why are there already ruins on Echo Isles? Like the stone troll ruins. That's a very good question. Oh, yes, I need to answer Slanik's questions. Are trolls attractive to me as they are as much to Slanik? I prefer Torin, thank you. How big... all I wrote down is how big are tusks. How big are my tusks? I don't know. I got a couple sets. And Spider-Man versus Batman, who would win? Ooh, that's tough. Spider-Man versus Batman. Who would win? Who would win? I say Batman. After seeing Batman Begins, you know I have to say that. Oopsie. Forgot to turn volume down. Okay. That answers his questions, thank God. Blood Mage says hi, by the way. Well, maybe we do something for tomorrow. Who knows? Tomorrow, by the way, I do Downtime Down Under tomorrow morning. So maybe, who knows? Bashi with the first real question of tonight. Were the Aspect priests enslaved by Hikar? When each boss dies, they speak of being freed as if they were enslaved. Yes, they were in fact enslaved by Hikar, by his power and his presence. They were taken over when they ventured there to try and stop him. So yes, you're exactly right. They were enslaved by Hikar, Bashi. Next question, Scorch. Is there a link between Zulfaric trolls and the Karaji? Probably. They probably fought each other. I mean, from what I can gather, the Zulfaric trolls probably fought against the Karaji when they were trying to force them into exile. So, you know, maybe they were left as guardians there, almost. Perhaps. But besides that, I really don't know. Scorch, that's a good question. Silitix, I'm not answering that question. Silitix X, I'm not answering that question at all. Psych, I answered your damn questions! Go away! Sputnik, shout out to Popo for liking red dragons. What do trolls eat? Whatever they can find, really, they're cannibals because they had so little food. So, they'll eat anything. Pretty much, yeah. They'll eat anything. Vanja? No. At least I hope not. That'd be kind of disgusting. Vice with another question. Let's see. Would you say that trolls are like the beginning of a lot of races because night elves used to be trolls and if I'm right, Forsaken used to be night elves? No. Trolls just evolved. Some trolls just evolved into night elves, and that's pretty much it. The evolutionary line does not really continue unless you consider night elves going to high elves, going to blood elves. And then the blood elves now being allied back with the horde. So going back to the roots, essentially. There you go. There's a link. Besides that, though, not really, no. Sorry, Vice, I can't say no. Archeron says trolls eat beef, and in parentheses, Tauren. No! They do not eat Tauren. I like Tauren, my friend. Arnold came with a good troll question. Good job. I applaud you. Good job. Congratulations. Next one, Hardcore Chocobo. Are Vol'jin and Zul'jin related in any way? Possibly. They could be, you know, linked by a family that was a ruling class with trolls at one point. Their names are very similar. But I personally doubt that there's a link because they're so far... the relation would be so far. It'd be a very, very strange relation in the first place. Hope that answered your question. Arnold, hopefully with this question... what happened to trolls in around Quel'Thalas when the Scourge invaded? There are trolls in Hinterlands, but are there ones displaced by the Scourge? Actually, this is a very good question. If you go to the Plague Lands and go to the little area just south of where the entrance to Quel'Thalas is, you'll find a troll temple with trolls possessed with the plague being taken over, just like I believe the Ice Trolls were taken over Northrend by the Plague. So yes, they're not being displaced, but are being taken over, consumed by the Scourge. In fact, Arnold. There you go, hope that answers your question. Sputnik, there is no base race evolved races. They have evolved differently from each other, too different to mention any specific one. Fargoth. Is there hate between different trolls, Force, Ice, Jungle, and how come we never see the Frostmane, Cosmodon Troll's leader? Well, he may just be in there. He may just be one of the trolls. They may be they may be an anarchy. They may not have a real leader, they just are a group of trolls. That could be it. And also, yes, there is a lot of hate between the different races of trolls because they just, they infight. They have a lot of infighting. That's it. They battle each other. Unfortunately. Hopefully that answers your question. You're welcome, Arnold. He said thank you. There you go. Slanik says, isn't Vol'jin Sul'jin's son? No! Slanik, stop trying, for the love of God! I will beat you! Slanik is throwing his hand at Lore again, unfortunately. You know, Slanik, I have a glass bottle empty right here with me. Hear that? Hear that? Yeah. That's an empty glass bottle. Now, I'm just thinking of what will happen when I run over to Ireland right now, tonight, and smack you over the head with it. There. I don't see you talking now, big guy. Huh? Huh? No? I don't see anything coming out of your mouth, Slanik. No? You got nothing. No, I'm kidding. Slanik's a good guy. I would never smack him with a bottle. It's glass. Okay. Well, it looks like questions have trickled down and I don't have any more. So, I'll end the show for tonight. Thank you for listening in, guys. It has been an honor to once again present the show to you. And I'm glad I can do it. Please, be here tomorrow morning for Downtime Down Under. I take the second shift. Darkfire takes the first shift. And of course, TB with Ironforge, not Emo Forge, will be here tomorrow morning. For your listening pleasure. And with that... Oh, no. No, you don't. There you go. I'm out, guys. I'll play a few minutes of music and then spring out of here. I want to get back... I want to get to the Zul'Garub action with our with my guild. Violent Noise on the Maelstrom server. I got it right. But I'll leave you with some music. Now, what music to play? Of course, I have to end with The Bright Side of Life. But, this is tough. I have a tough choice here. Play some more Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire, so I can ruin my voice even more. It hurts like crap. Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. I'll be singing along, but not on air. And then a quick Green Day song. We Are the Waiting. And then finally, to end tonight, Monty Python's Bright Side of Life. I'll be back tomorrow morning, guys. Until then, though, enjoy. This has been Leto, the Ancient of Lore, with the Ancient of Trash, live on WoW Radio. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Until then.